At the beginning of Mass, in the opening collect, that is the opening prayer, we ask the Lord, Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep us from all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. And that should certainly indeed be our prayer, that God may keep us from all adversity, all anxiety, any harm, so that all of us may be unhindered in our thoughts, in our lives, to pursue those things that are truly right, truly good, truly of God, all those things that are His. The Scriptures remind us, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. Any nation whose laws do not reflect the laws of the Eternal One are doomed to failure. But all those nations who abide in God and follow His commands prosper. And we see this over and over again in the Scriptures, when Israel was faithful to God, but also throughout history. Now, long ago, I made it a point as a priest not to speak of money and not to speak of politics unless it was absolutely necessary. And every once in a while, it becomes necessary to speak about either one or both of those things. And now the time has come for one of them. Now that the election is over, I'll speak frankly and clearly about the two men who ran for president of our country. You may wish to agree or disagree as you want, but I think as a priest, I must speak my mind as I worry about the moral future of our nation. There are things about President Trump that personally I don't care for, in his mannerisms. He can be very blunt when speaking to people and be kind of crass. He can be vulgar and very insulting sometimes. He is not the greatest speaker in the world, nor does he appear to be much of a gracious gentleman. But beside that, he is a great businessman. He is a born leader. He is strong and firm. He is determined and he is decisive. He is, as biologists would call it, an alpha male. An alpha male who sincerely wants America to prosper and is a great defender of our freedoms, our liberties. He has proven himself to be an ardent supporter of those things that we as Catholics and Americans hold dear. For example, he has unashamedly supported the right to life and was the first sitting president to actually attend the pro-life march in Washington this past January. He certainly supports the security of our nation. He supports strengthening the family as God and nature created it to be. He promotes freedom of religious conscience. He has promoted the protection of the middle class and its healthcare system, and so on. After witnessing 8 years of the further destruction of American Christian morals under Barack Obama and his sidekick, the supposed Catholic Joe Biden, I do not look forward to a Harris-Biden presidency. That wasn't a mistake. That's exactly what it's going to be. Joe Biden will simply be a puppet for the far left wing of the Democrat Party, which wants nothing else but the destruction of America as it has traditionally been known and as we wish it to be, as most of this country wants it to be. If what they want comes to pass and they will fight for it, this is what you may see. I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but these are the things they'll be pushing for. They will want unlimited access to abortion, up to and even after birth. They will want to push infanticide under the guise of partial birth abortions, and they will be happy to let children born alive surviving botched abortions to be left to die with no medical care. You will see them advancing measures to have older and sicker persons killed under the name euthanized. Why? To cut down on the emotional and economic drain, and to make room for others who have a better chance of surviving an illness. That may seem unthinkable, but this actually happens in Europe. Holland does this. People will be told it is their duty to die for the sake of the greater good. There will be forced abortions on malformed, sick, or handicapped children. Catholic hospitals or the Christian hospitals will be forced, against their consciences, to terminate life. Religious institutions will be forced to cover both contraceptions and abortions in the insurance coverages of their employees as well as transgender surgeries. And speaking of that, don't get me started with the gay, lesbian, transgender madness they'll be forced on our throats. With their policies, their proposed policies, our economy will be wrecked, our police and military weakened, our rights violated and eventually removed. History shall be rewritten and falsified. Our borders wide open. Now don't get me wrong, immigration is a wonderful thing for those people who come to our country seeking a better life for themselves or for their families. And we all know immigrants who came here legally and contribute to the common good of our country. But then there are others who come here illegally with malicious intent. These are the ones that secure borders are meant to keep out. With all these things, our great republic will be no more. The church will suffer. All true believing Christians will suffer. Even Orthodox Jews will be persecuted because of their belief in the sovereignty of God and His laws. And once they've destroyed what was America, then China will have the upper hand. It's already started. Why has this happened? How has this happened? It's because we have refused to stay awake, to be vigilant and keep our eyes open. We've allowed ourselves to be taken over by the promise of free stuff, sexual liberation, and no responsibilities at all. Our elected leaders, we thought would give us just that. Keep in mind that in Soviet Russia, the communists promised peace and bread and delivered neither. Today, many Democrats promise the very same thing, and they can't do it. But people believe that they will. We have elected leaders who we think will give us all these things, they'll promise it, and if they do deliver, there's going to be a price to pay. And the price to be paid will be slavery. Slavery to the system. If you don't believe that, then go through the middle of what once was Ville Platte, or my hometown of Church Point for that matter. Look around you and notice what you find there. Notice all the derelict housing, the crime, the murders, the drugs, the prostitution and the sex, the lack of ambition, lack of direction, lack of purpose. You see people wandering around just existing and not truly living. They have no honor. They have no respect. They have no dignity, no self-respect or respect for others. And there's no desire for change and for the better. And of course, there's no faith. That is exactly the Democrats' vision of America, to have people like this everywhere, dependent on the system. We become the slaves and they become the masters. The ruling elite being the masters, everyone else subjugated to them. Oh, they will promise you everything. They will promise you everything and seem so sincere and so caring, but they're not. We have become useful idiots for them. This is exactly what they propose. This is exactly what they want. However, we still have minds. We still have wills. We do not have to give it to them. We do not have to give it to them. I was very proud of our state and the things that we stand for, the things that we choose, the people that we elect. Keep doing that. Keep choosing leaders who will fight for the right to life from conception to natural death. Keep choosing and electing leaders who fight for our personal liberties and freedoms, for our pursuit of happiness. Those who fight for the freedom of religious conscience and religious practice. Those who fight for the family. Those who fight for workers, for jobs, for law and order. Fight for those who want prosperity for our nation, our security, our freedom. Keep choosing leaders who want to eliminate the welfare state, who want to stop rewarding laziness and put those who can and should work back to work. Support those leaders who will quit rewarding multiple illegitimate births and renew family life instead with tax breaks and tax incentives for families to grow stronger. Help them to support and strengthen the working class through vocational education and trade schools. I mean, let's be honest. There are many people who were told to go to college who probably never should go to college, but could do much better in trade school and contribute to a greater society. Many go to college and incur huge amounts of debts which they can't pay for later on because they can't get jobs. So we need to refocus all this and truly use people's potential for what it's meant to be. Supporting vocational education and trade schools, as I said. Fly your flags. Honor our great American heroes. the heroes that they would rather see statues of torn down, heroes like George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, people like Christopher Columbus and St. Junipero Serra, people like Frederick Douglass, Thomas Jefferson, and dare I say it, even General Robert E. Lee. Why would I say Lee? Not because he fought for the Confederacy, which, as many people said, was pro-slavery, but let's look at Lee the man, General Lee the man. He fought for his home state of Virginia. He fought for the opposition to tyranny, as he saw it, an overreaching government that was overstepping its boundaries. He was a truly Christian gentleman, a man dedicated to his faith, dedicated to his family, and to his home state of Virginia, for whom he fought. We should have that same sentiment, to be people who are dedicated to our families, to our state, to our home, and defend it with every fiber of our being. Putting Louisiana first does not mean casting aside the other states and disregarding them, just as having America first has nothing to do with disregarding other nations. But remember that we cannot help others if we do not take care of ourselves first. One cannot give what one does not have. We must become strong and faithful. Like you, I've had enough. Enough of these godless politicians, these pro-abortion baby killers, sodomites, the communists and their relatives, the Marxists and the socialists. I'm tired of the atheists and the media propagandists, the Islamists, the police-killing anarchists and every other radical, all these other demons trying to force me not only to believe their lies, but to submit to them and accept evil as good. And neither should you. They want to turn the country upside down. They want us to believe their lies and accept evil as good. But the scriptures remind us, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. I won't submit to that, and neither should you. As a people of God, we tend to our business, we work hard, and we pray even harder. But keep making this state, this country great, by your own steadfast faith in God, your hard work, and your good morals. Follow the Lord's commandments, as Christ taught us, as the church teaches. Follow the traditional teaching of the church and the example of the great saints. Christ is and will always be King, and nothing will ever change that. Keep in mind one great saint, St. Thomas More. Back in the 1530s, St. Thomas More was the chancellor, that is, the right-hand man to King Henry VIII of England. Henry had a problem. His wife, Catherine, would not produce a male heir for him. He wanted a son to succeed him as king. So he begins an adulterous affair with a young noblewoman named Anne Boleyn. So to legitimize himself, King Henry wanted the Pope to allow him to annul his marriage to Catherine and marry Anne instead. He wanted St. Thomas More to go on his side. When the Pope refused and said that his marriage to the first wife is valid, Henry grew enraged. He decided to declare himself the head of the church in England, separate England from the Catholic Church, and force priests and bishops to voluntarily go, they were forced into supporting him. Thomas More would not give in. He would not concede to Henry VIII's sin of divorce, remarriage, or separation of England from the Catholic Church. Because of that, Thomas More, who had been King Henry VIII's best friend and loyal confidant, was sent to have him be executed. He was sent to be beheaded. St. Thomas More died saying before his execution, "I die the king's good servant, but God's first." And this is exactly what we must be, how we must think, like St. Thomas More. We must be good and loyal servants to our country, but be good and loyal servants to God, to Christ the King first. Keep your eyes open and your hearts and your souls in the right place. Christ our King, as we heard in the scriptures today, will return. When he returns, may he find us being good servants, always advancing his kingdom. May his name be blessed, now and forever. Amen.